Many of you might remember this moment back in August of 2010.
I'm standing here outside the Federal District Courthouse at 450 Golden Gate in San Francisco, where word has just come down that Prop 8 has indeed been found unconstitutional.
A lot has happened for gay rights since then. The fact that the Supreme Court dismissed Prop 8 yesterday, in essence, upholds the lower court's ruling that deemed it unconstitutional. The Defense of Marriage Act was also struck down, and states across the country are adopting marriage equality laws, something that seemed radical only a few years ago. But for many of the people opposed to same-sex marriage, this is not good news. Remember, in 2008, a majority of Californians did vote to outlaw same-sex marriage. And yesterday, San Francisco's Catholic Archbishop Salvatore Cardaleon expressed his dismay about the Supreme Court's decision.
The court overturned a law that respects and enforces the principle that it's in the best interest of the child to be raised by their mother and their father. The state has an interest in protecting that right and supporting parents in raising their children.
But it looks as though public opinion is going in a different direction, supporting the rights of gay people to not only marry, but also compete in professional sports. The first NBA athlete to come out was Jason Collins just a few months ago, and now there's a PSA featuring famous athletes like the San Francisco 49ers' Vernon Davis.
It's time to support our LGBT friends, family, and teammates.
The timing of this new consciousness couldn't be better for the LGBTQ community, as cities across the nation prepare to celebrate Pride this coming weekend. One of those cities is Napa. With events ranging from Big Gay Trivia Night to Big Gay Golf to the Dinner and Drag Show, Pride in Napa has officially arrived. Napa's weekly party called Chef's Market took place this week with a twist. There are rainbow flags lining city light posts, proudly announcing, "Do Pride." This is a relatively new side of Napa, and one that's still revealing itself to its own community. Even though the Pride Parade has taken place in Napa for the past 11 years, the town is still working to move past the perception of some that it's no safe haven for homosexuals. KALW's Teddy Lederer went to check out the Pride Week festivities in Napa. She brought back this audio postcard, beginning with the sounds of a Pride chef's market.
My name is Jill Teckel. I'm the mayor of the city of Napa, and it's T-E-C-H-E-L.
We have this marketing. The marketing arm of the city does this Do Napa, so it's Do Downtown and Do Restaurants and Do Tasting Rooms, and now it's Do Pride.
My name is Ian Stanley. I'm the program director of the LGBTQ Connection in Napa. We've been having Pride in Napa for about 11 years now.
I'm Chris Marks. I'm 18 years old and I live in Napa, California. I've never really seen anything about a Pride event going on in Napa before. So I feel like before this it was I never really knew stuff about Pride, and I never really knew about the gay community, that there was a gay community in Napa. And so knowing that there is and that there's Pride events, it just really helped me feel a lot more accepted and a lot more welcomed in this community.
China Rose Reed. Yeah, we live here in Napa, so we love coming down just to see everybody and have something local to come to. But we wanted to make sure to come down tonight for sure to support Gay Pride in Napa. I mean, it's so awesome that the city council is supporting us the way that they are, and we just feel, we wanted to be here to represent.
One of our main goals is awareness and visibility, because at our forums that we've had in the last 2 years, people have told us over and over that if they're LGBTQ people themselves, they don't know about what's happening here in the community, and the word's not really getting around. And folks who are not LGBTQ are also generally not talking about LGBT things.
The issue was, how can we be visible? How can we make the community more welcoming? How can we be sure people that live here and visitors feel like Napa is a welcoming place?
Even though Napa is only 1 hour north of the very progressive San Francisco Bay Area, that we're actually worlds apart in terms of where we're at and talking about this and in treating people the same.
Like, if you're a closeted gay, it's kind of hard, you know, knowing, like, what you want and, like, knowing if there's someone out there that can help you, and just, like, seeing the pride banners around town just makes the gay community feel a lot more welcomed.
Napa is very don't ask, don't tell. You know, I've been in Napa since 1984 when I was in second grade, and I never saw anything gay. Or the things I did hear or see, like in third grade, we played Smear the Queer on the playground. So it was very clear that being gay for folks here in Napa was not a good thing, and most of the time people actually weren't even talking about it. So, like, there's no possibilities for me. It just didn't even seem like it could be something that was real. My favorite event so far for Napa Valley LGBTQ Pride this year was the drag show. It was at Villa Romano. I had no idea what to expect. I think because of the banners that have been put up all around downtown that the Tourism Improvement District put up have got a lot of visibility, and there was a huge turnout at Villa Romano. So a huge packed room, amazing drag queens, a burlesque performer, great food and great drinks, and it was just an incredible fun time last Friday night.